This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 37, Permission to Suck, or Time to Let Go of Perfectionism. Hello, friends and soulies. I'm so excited to be back with you today, and I wanted to share some behind the scenes, some real life, and I want to give you permission to suck. Okay, so first, what I want to do is I want to be like those fancy pants podcaster people and read you a couple of reviews from the podcast. Your reviews totally help, and so I want to give some shout outs to people who've given some reviews. Now, you're gonna want to pay attention to this. Okay, I'm going to read three of them, but you're going to want to listen to all three. So I love this one from Jamie Gale. Four, authenticity rocks. 5 stars. Only listen if you want to hear the truth from someone who is brutally honest, but has a heart the size of Texas. Yay, Jamie, thank you so much for that review. I appreciate it. This is a fun one, too, by Meg LWS. This podcast is one of the few that I listen to every week. Allison is full of soulful advice for running your business and living your life. It truly does cover everything that goes into building a better life and producing better work. And her title was A Must Listen for Any Soul-Driven Business Person. 5 stars. Thank you so much, Meg. I appreciate you. Okay, there's some other good ones, but this is the one you're going to effing love. Oh, I have 2 one-star reviews. I can only see one of them, but this is one of my one-star reviews, and I want to share it with you. I'm not going to say her whole name. You can go look it up if you want. But we're going to thank her for this one-star review. I love it. I guess this is the tone I read it into, kind of like mean tweets. I guess this is a recording of a webinar or something. Why would you use illustrations on a podcast? I'm sitting here listening to her drawing with her markers. Squeak, squeak, and referred to what she's drawn. 1 star. Obviously, this person probably still isn't a listener, and it is just fine. So, it just makes me giggle. So I know exactly what she's talking about, and what she's talking about is my early episodes. And if you're a new listener, you may not know that I started out the Better Life, Better Work show as a video show, and we multipurposed the audio from those videos to the podcast, and that's what you can download on your phone versus having to stream video. And so this is one of the elements of today's podcast is permission to suck. And you know what? Those early episodes, some of them I think are really good. I think the content is good, but there's a lot of roughness in it. And one of the things that I promise has helped me get to where I am in my business is being willing to put out shitty work. And of course, I never intend for it to be shitty, and I'm kind of over-exaggerating here. And if I were to sit behind my desk or sit in my mind or sit behind this microphone or sit behind the video and be stressing about making it perfect, I would not be 12 years into my business. I would not have the success, the clients, the money, the outcomes that I've had. So I also know that many, 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 many of my clients, especially newer ones, so I work with people that are in the launch phase, in the growth phase, and I also work with a lot of people in achievement phase of their business, but I know many of the people who are just starting out are very hesitant to put out imperfect work, and so they don't put out any work. And so one of the things I am proud of in my heart. Now, of course, my brain has all sorts of doubt and judgment about it. But one of the things I'm very proud of in my heart is that I tend to start projects before I'm ready. And so I want to give you permission to learn in front of other people. I want to give you permission to get better with each action you take. I remember one of my colleagues, Kay Blonde, I've actually did a podcast episode with her, and she turned me on to a podcaster a couple of years ago, and she turned me on to this woman, and I came along listening to her podcast towards the end. And the way that I listen to podcasts is I usually look at the most recent episodes. I very rarely go all the way back to the beginning and start from the beginning, or I look for titles that excite me. And one day I was coaching with my friend Kay, and she said, "Hey, you got to go back to this person's podcast and listen to episode number 34. And remind you, I was at that time on episode like 502. Right? This woman's been doing a podcast for a long time. She's really good. It's one of the big things she does to run her business. And she said, "Allison, I'm listening to the beginning of her podcast, and they're just, you know, she didn't say they were horrible, but she was like, you can tell she's beginning at it." And I loved hearing that story. I don't even remember going back and listening to it. But what I loved was, I know this woman as a $17 million coach now. I don't know what her net is, but I think $17 million as a life coach is pretty fucking fabulous. I know she's had a lot of impact on me. And this was like 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when she first started her podcast. And at that time, I don't know what she was, a couple $100,000 coach, which is what I am. And so I freaking love being able to see the growth. And one of the things most of these people who are out here in the world showing you their shiny, shiny, pretty, pretty, skinny, skinny, cash, cash, love, love life is they're not telling you what it was like when it sucked. And when I say sucked, I don't mean that it was like, oh, we're victim, but they don't talk about, and not always are our clients and our listeners and our audience and our viewers there from the very beginning. So quick special shout out to those of you at the beginning. Many of you have been here from the start for a long time. I have one client that is so sweet. She has literally done every single program I've ever done, even back when I was a real estate coach. And when she signed up for my membership in the last opening, it was so fun. It was like this monumental thing that she officially became the first person who has signed up for everything I've ever offered online and off as a client over the past 12 years. Thank you, and shout out to Steph Martini, Masterpiece Coaching and artist. Awesome, longtime lifer client. And so what I love is that people like Steph have seen me go from wobbly legs, just like a toddler, right? And when you are new in this business, you are a toddler in this business. And a lot of times we're comparing our toddler, getting our sea legs, newbie self, we're comparing that to people who have massive teams, who edit out all their ums. That one makes me giggle too. We're comparing ourselves. And so we stop because we think, well, I could never do that. I remember at one time, I love like this at this recording, Marie Forleo is putting out her B-School stuff, and it's just so polished and so beautiful. And she's got a really great product. And I remember early in my career, I was just so fucking jealous and I was so fucking insecure because I couldn't be Marie. But you know what I did? I took my eyes off of Marie, God bless her, and I started putting my eyes on my own work, and I started putting and creating my work out into the world. And a lot of it was awesome, and I'm sure some of it sucked, right? And so, yeah, I have a podcast episode where I am actually using visuals. This woman doesn't know that I have a whole segment of my life where all I did was use hand-drawn visuals. And so, yes, squeaking markers, actually, for some of my fans and for some of my listeners, squeaking markers is a turn on. So I want to give you permission to suck. If I hadn't done the Squeaky Marker podcast, I wouldn't be here doing this episode. I wouldn't be doing the next episode. I wouldn't be serving my clients. I wouldn't be sharing my heart and showing my work. And I certainly wouldn't be helping the people that I'm getting to help and cashing the checks I get a chat. Get to cash. Thank you. So another thing I want to share this week on behalf of a couple of my newer clients. So I have a couple of newer clients and I've been really playing with them. They're not new to me clients, but they're newer in business. So what they're in what we call launch phase. And launch phase is from your visioning, you may still have another job, to 0 to 2 to 3 years. So you might not in launch phase be actually funding your life and your business. And so I do have a couple of clients in the last few weeks that have put out offerings to the sound of crickets. And that can feel really like a gut punch. But what I'm celebrating is that my clients took action. What I'm celebrating is that my clients put something together, that my clients put thought and effort into not only creating their offering, but they also put effort into doing the marketing and sharing their heart and showing their work and telling people about it and doing various styles of marketing. I had one client that put something out and I challenged her to think of 13 ways to share this information and share information about her workshop and to connect with people. And she's turned it into a game. You know, of course, at the beginning, she felt like she sucked because no one said yes to her offering. I'll tell you what, her offering doesn't suck. And she's still building her audience. She's still building her storytelling and selling skills. She's still building her marketing skills. And right now, she has a full-time sales job for a corporation. And she just won this amazing gold star for being the rookie of the year in this giant organization. And yet when she puts something out into a new environment, the online world, it feels to her like it sucks. And then people start giving her advice. Her friends start giving her advice. People in her, not in her business world, start giving her advice. And it gets a little overwhelming, right? And so what I really want to encourage when my clients have experiences like this, the first thing I do is I want to celebrate that you put something out into the world. Do you know how many people don't have the guts to do that? Yeah, I paused there because so many people find it easier to sit behind the keyboard and criticize, but where is the work that they are putting out into the world? Are they doing the work to build their platform? Are they doing the work to love on their people? Are they doing the work? Or are they just telling you how you could do it better? So I really want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, and especially if you're newer or if you're more experienced in putting something new out into the world, I get it. So yesterday I shared a video on my Facebook page. I'm sorry, on my Facebook profile. I do a lot on my Facebook profile these days because I get more interaction and engagement. I shared a video last night. It was Friday, February 15th, when I put this out, and I did a one-day offer. And so right now, doors to my program are closed. Doors to the one thing I'm working on right now, which is the Soulful Success School for Life and Business, my Soulies, and we have a group coaching program, live coaching, training. It's really, really thriving inside. And I just got really excited, and technically the doors are closed until the end of March, April, and I thought, I saw that a bunch of people had joined the wait list, and so I thought, oh, I'll open it for one day open. I'll just squeak open the back door, and I thought for sure a few people would say yes. And you know what happened? No, I got a whole bunch of no's, right? And so if I measured by the results instead of the effort, you could say it sucked. I got a big fat zero. But you know what? To me, that's not a zero. That's not sucking. Most of the world would say, or my brain, my doubt brain tries to tell me, oh, you suck. You didn't get anybody to say yes. No, I don't suck. Thank you. I've had hundreds of people say yes in the past. And I am not measuring for results first. I'm measuring for time on task and taking action consistently and deliberately. And that, my dears, is what does two things. A, it gets you the results. And B, it gets you better. It gets you better. One of the things I told my clients that got their big fat zeros this week, so it was fun for me to get a zero too, is that my very first course offering I ever did was a course that I wrote all 8 sections of it. I got permission from Wayne Dyer to share it, and I did a course, an 8-session course on the power of intention. And I had been online, this was like early in 2011, 2012, and I had been online and said, if I do this class, will people take it? You know, I was kind of testing the waters, and everybody said, yes, yes, I'll do it. The class wasn't very expensive, a couple $100s. And I put it out there and I got nothing. I got zero. And I went back to the drawing board and created different classes that ended up working. And it wasn't the class content that didn't work. It was my small tribe, my small audience. So numbers, this is the other thing, you guys. I know that a lot of experts are, you know, everybody's about how many likes, how much engagement, how much you build your list. And when you're growing that organically, it sometimes feels like that gut punch because it really is a numbers game. Now, you want your numbers, you want the numbers, you want the engagement, you want the likes, you want the followers, you want the number on your people, the number of people on your list, excuse me. You want those to be people that want to be with you. And I do believe in giving value so that people want to follow what you're up to in the world. I do believe in helping them solve their problems. And you know what? It takes some time to build an organic list. And so this is part of the task that we do. We create valuable content. We create valuable connections. We create valuable interactions. And we organically grow our list, right? There's nobody that needs to buy a list, that needs to have a bunch of people. Nobody cares about their followers. You actually want to build this. And it takes time. And so can you give yourself permission to be where you are in your business and then to take consistent action, to take deliberate action, not judge yourself when you feel like you suck? Okay, so with that, if you do need to build your skills, if you do have a high list, if you do have a lot of audience, or if you're building that audience, one of the other things is that time on task builds our skill. One of the first things I have my coaching clients do, the ones that are actual coaches, not all of my clients are coaches, but the thing I have my coaches do is I have them do what's called the spiral challenge, especially if they're a new coach. And the spiral challenge does two things. So the spiral challenge is taking an old school, like a Mead spiral notebook like we had in, well, I don't know what you had, but I graduated in 1990. So in high school, I had a little Mead, either college ruled or regular ruled spiral. One section, and I asked them to take an old, go down to the grocery store and grab you a one section spiral notebook. And on every single page of that spiral notebook, I want you to take one of those pages. One page is one coaching session. I don't care if it's gift, I don't care if it's paid, but what I want you to do is fill up that notebook. And let's say there's 88 to 120 pages. There's usually 88 in the smallest single. So do 88 coaching sessions. And I have them draw a line down the middle of each page. And on the left side, they take client notes. And on the right side, they take notes about themselves. They notice after the coaching call, what did I do well? What could I have done better? Where did I shine? Where did I totally suck? And learn. Because if you have done 88 hours of coaching sessions, I guarantee you, you are going to be so much better at 88 coachings or at your coaching skills than you were at doing 5 of them. Right now, I have my clients playing a game in our group, and some of them are doing it out loud. I have them practicing visibility. And so we're doing that with what we call a love your face challenge. And a lot of my clients, being heart-centered, soulful people, really like to put a spotlight on their work, and they don't like to show themselves. This is a problem, you guys, because people actually do want to buy your work, but they want to see who they're buying it from. And in this day and age, they want to know, they want to feel like they know you. So if you haven't noticed, many of the online online Peters, real good there, Allison. See, permission to suck. Many of the online people that I follow and love and respect. So, for example, right now, I am in love with James Wedmore's Mind Your Business podcast. It is one of my all-time favorites. And James Wedmore's stories right now on Instagram are a combination of his work and his ski trip and his face, right? Like, I can see James Wedmore's face right now. And it makes his work so much more relatable to me. One of the things I've noticed from putting time on task is that every single post that has my face or my eyes or a smiling me in it gets way more engagement than something with information, right? Or a meme or these kinds of things. So one of the things I'm challenging my clients to do right now is put time on task being in front of the camera. And if they don't have somebody to come and take professional shots for social media, I want them to get used to learning how to take a selfie. Right? And many of my clients, I don't know, the youngest are around 32, but most of my clients are 40 and up, 40 to 70 something years old, right? And so we're not of this selfie generation. Like, we use social media, but we're not, like, my daughter is asleep in the next room and she's amazing at selfies and she knows her best angle and she has a certain way that she does her selfies and they're all over the place. And selfies get a bad rap. Don't mind my puppy dog having a little choking thing down there. You all right, Rox? So, selfies. That's where I was. Selfies. Selfies get a bad rap and somehow get equated with narcissism. I don't even care about that thought process. What I care about for my clients and what I care about for my listeners is that in an online world where we're able to connect and there is this gorgeous interweb that has allowed me to have truly international, and I don't mean just one person in Canada makes me international, in that I have clients all over the world. I have clients in Israel. I have clients in Mexico. I have clients in Germany. I have clients in Switzerland. I have clients in Costa Rica. I have clients in lots of clients in England. I have clients all over the world. And in the United States. And one of the things that helps is me showing my face, sharing my heart, showing my work, showing my face. Well, what happens when a lot of people start showing their face, all the old inner work mess comes up of, you know, being used to criticizing our images, being used to looking in the mirror. I mean, I remember when I first started having pictures of my face online, I remember it triggering like this 13-year-old girl that sat on the floor in her bedroom. And I had mirrored doors in my bedrooms. It was the 80s. I had mirrored doors and zebra sheets. And I remember sitting on the floor before a school dance, just sobbing. I was wearing like a Laura Ashley dress and I was sitting Indian style. I can remember it. My hair was short. At the time, I had no idea how to deal with my fuzzy curly hair, but all I could sit and think of was how I looked in the mirror. And I had this moment at that time of 13 of just hating myself and the residual energy from that. And so what I found was interesting when live video and when social media came out and we started showing our face to the world is actually through the process of time on task and playing with my technology and playing with online video and playing with my makeup and playing with products and playing with my hair and playing with how to take selfies that I actually really love my face. And now I can see why when I show my face, my clients respond. It's not about narcissism. When my clients can see the authenticity and truth in my eyes and in my voice, they feel that much more connected to the service I'm offering. So right now I'm playing this game with my clients, many of whom are not comfortable on camera. And behind the scenes, every single day for 30 days, we're getting comfortable on camera. And you know what? Some of the early pictures suck. They look like mugshots. And that's okay. What I love is that they did it. Oh, we've got some dog action moving. And Saturday morning in our house, the dogs are ready for a walk. So, let me check with this. So here's what I want you to take away. I want you to take away that when you give yourself permission to A, learn in front of other people, and B, put out the work. There's a couple of leaders that say, put out B work. B level work is all you need to put out. C level work, hell, give yourself permission to suck. Sucking leads to getting better. Please let go of the perfectionism. It is hurting you, it is hurting your business, and it is driving you crazy. When you get zeros, when you get goose eggs, we called it yesterday, when you get a fuck ton of goose eggs, if you're willing to get a bunch of people to say no, you're going to end up getting a bunch of people to say yes. And I always say in sales, like, would you be willing to get 10 yeses? Would you be willing to get 1,000 no's? That's not a very good conversion rate. But if you were willing to get 100 no's to get 10 yeses, would you be willing to get all those no's? And I need you to be willing. I need you to be willing to suck a little bit. I need you to be willing to have people criticize you and to not take it personally. If anything, this is the other thing we're doing in our coaching program, kind of like they do on, I can't remember if it's Jimmy Kimmel or the other Jimmy, where they do mean tweets and celebrities when people say something mean. So they get up and they kind of make fun of these mean tweets. And so we have a little thing when we get a criticism or when we get feedback that doesn't align with it, instead of taking it personally, we laugh about it. And we actually thank the universe because this sweet gal, whoever she is, that said, I guess this is a recording of a webinar, one star, basically it sucked. You know what? Somebody else needs her to listen. Somebody else is the best coach for her. Somebody else is the leader she needs to follow. And it's not me, and it's okay, right? And so the reality is we don't need everything to be perfect. We don't need everybody to say yes. Can you imagine? I tell my clients this one too, and just shared it with a bunch of real estate clients last week. You want everybody's approval, but if everybody approved and said yes right now, you'd have a problem handling it. If you had 80 people at your door showing up to buy real estate today, not going to work. If you had 80 people that wanted to come into your personal coaching program today, you would be overwhelmed and wouldn't have the systems and the structures to, you wouldn't have the systems and the structures to process that. And so all you really need is the next one, yes. So thank you, person who gave me one star. I totally appreciate your shitty review. And it's okay that you think my podcast is shitty. You know what? I think it's okay that I'm out here doing it and committed to doing it and committed to getting better every single week. And that's what I want for my clients and listeners. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for spending time with me in your earbuds, on your podcast player, whatever it is. Give yourself permission to suck. Give yourself permission to put time on task getting better. Give yourself permission to let go of the perfectionism trap. And let's keep doing our work. Love you guys. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for following. Thanks for hashtagging Soulful Success. Thanks for hashtagging Better Life, Better Work. And thanks for giving me some good reviews on iTunes or your favorite podcast player. It really does help. I look forward to hearing and visiting with you next week. Peace out. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.